Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down, know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from my people. Green's for the riches stole from my people. Black is the color, race of my people. Red, black, and green, our bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system. Plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HVD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to Rosewood. I'm lying, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, that Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, the Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 4, Verse 51. Wow, 51 verses this year, and this is the fourth chapter, meaning the fourth year, and you're listening to Man in the Streets, that M-A-N abbreviation for, it's an acronym, music, activism, news, and a number for those listening online. If you want to be brave, like the 216-406, the 216-702, the 216-703, then all you have to do is call that 646-478-0944 phone number. And I want to give you three quick disclaimers for everybody on board so you'll know where we're going with this. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie B direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long. It depends on how many callers are on the line. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. If for some reason I come to you and you speak your mind and you hear something else later on that you want to chime in on, if you haven't hit the one key, then you can hit it then after I've gone through the phone line, or you can always hang up and call back. Hey, if we don't have the phone callers on the line, I'll come back to you. That's how we keep things rolling. And because sometimes I don't get a chance to give this out like I should, I'm going to start off and give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday with music and entertainment. Debut, number 10, Urban Survival, the Urban Survival ENT. They had a nice holiday event for youth, which was real nice. Number 9, re-debut for my man, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven. Number 8, Rob Cartel with No More. Number 7, Dazog with Connect. Number 6, Lady Hood Stars with My City. Number 5, wow, Native. They did a nice song called Creepin', and congratulations on the new video that Black Odyssey shot for him, doing it. Video, YouTube, real nice. Number 4, Black House Sounds. Number 3, my man Suave Gotti. He has a new song out called Never Be. The Suave Irie song. Got to get that on for you within the next couple of weeks. Number 2, Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. And that Black Man's Army theme, 15,550 people heard it in the streets. And that's a modest count from what's coming off of that red, black, and green bus when you hear the theme. And I'm going to shut my mouth. I have a lot of other things I could get into right now. For the simple fact, I did pause in what I said because I wanted people to at least get everything together for themselves, especially when I say we have information that you might want to write down. You don't have to. But the 39th annual, and I think you'll want to write these two things down. Act like you're kind of smart. If you haven't given anybody in your life anything special, you can take them out to a couple of things. The first thing is the 39th annual birthday observance, which is Sunday, January 17th, 2016, from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the musical performances by Erica Campbell, I'm looking forward to that, and the Cleveland Philharmonic Orchestra. Cuyahoga Community College celebrates the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reserve your ticket today by calling 216-987-4805. That's 216-987-4805. You can also visit mlkcelebration.tri-c.edu. I'll just dial it 216-987-4805. You can get up to 4 tickets. And it's definitely no reserve seating, which means if the doors open at 1:45 p.m. to get auditorium seating for the live performance, first come, first serve, so you don't go to the overflow room. I've never had to do that because I kind of get places on time. So that's what's going on. Definitely feel free to go down there, enjoy that celebration. It always ends up being very nice at 2900 Community College Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, which won't do you any good if you don't show up on time. Then the following day, Monday, January the 18th. So if you want to get, like, the real essence of who he is and musical tribute, and especially the speaking tribute that will come out that following day, on Monday, January the 18th, 3:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Inner City Republican Movement will honor one of our top Republicans, the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, y'all didn't know that, did you? But it's the truth. And you will also have speaking 103-year-old Judge Capers, A lady by the name of Hattie Porter, who's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated historian, Suave Gotti, and different mothers who lost their children from gun violence, be it street or police violence, on the program. That will be at 15700 South Waterloo Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. It's being held at Jurgens International. It's the building that's owned by Cuyahoga County Councilman himself, Jack Schron. So those are things going on. You heard a little bit of what's happening. I'm going to go to 216-406 first. 216-406 first. How are you doing out there?
I am doing well. You know what? No, I was getting ready to tell a lie. I'm sad. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman. Good evening, Brother Al Porter.
I know how you're feeling.
I know how you're feeling. The majority of this city is feeling the same way. Well, no, I can't even imagine what Samira is feeling right now, what the Rice family is feeling right now. I could never grasp that, you know. I wouldn't even try. But personally, I'm brokenhearted. I'm sad. I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed of our city. I'm feeling a lot of things right now, brother. Yes, I am.
I got
yes,
you.
I
got you. I feel the same
wow.
way. I do. I feel the same way. I'll be getting into that now a lot sooner than I expected, but it's sad for me that I expected it. And that's why I say it's sad for me to say I expected it. And as a matter of fact, I know that was accidental because I know that I'll be hearing back from her very shortly. But it's very, very, very interesting on what we're going through right now. I think the reason I say that is because this was a trying time for our entire city. And as a matter of fact, we're going to do this the correct way, and I'm going to definitely do what I have to do and go back to the 216-406 phone number, and we'll do it this way one more time, 216-406. And like I say, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And please go ahead and take it away.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened. I'm not going to even try to explain it. I'm just like so many other things that is happening in the city of Cleveland that I can't explain. I can't wrap my mind around it. I can't touch it. I can't grasp it. It's like I'm in in suspended animation right now. You know what I mean? Because
yes, I do.
I want my feet to touch the ground, but they can't. I want my heart to be healed, and it won't, and it's not. I'm just here right now. I'm just here right now, attempting to feel the pain of Samira Rice right now, which I can't. You know, so I'm feeling suspended. I'm feeling like I'm here. I don't feel helpless or hopeless because there's a lot of things that I can do. And that's what we have to remember. We're not hopeless. We're not helpless. We're not. We are a people that need to get united. That's for sure. And once we do that, we'll have the power. We'll have the unity. We'll have the justice that we're asking for. But we ourselves first have to get ourselves together. So there is something we can do. We just got to get up off our butts and do it. Stop talking about it, be about it, and do something. Do something. Stop pointing the fingers about at who the mayor should do this. You know, the council should do this. The parents should do that. No, what are you doing yourself? What are you doing? And I'm not getting mad at you, but in general, you know, all these finger pointers. They need to remember that when they're pointing one finger out, that thumb is pointing back at them. So they need to take a look at that thumb that's pointing back at them and ask themselves, what am I doing?
I love that because it brings back one of the most classic shows that I had before we get into your information, and that was when we had your radio program, Follow Mine, on a Monday, and we started off with the whohasthepower.com.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful thing. And the question to everybody who called in is, what are you doing? And what am I doing? And it was one of the best episodes because it caused people to think. And we know that you'll be like one of the special guests at the Hip Hop Workshop in the month of February. But I want to know from you, how can we catch you before February?
Well, you know what? That's one thing that kept me kind of grounded today because, you know, I'm got my fingers in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But my radio show, I Am a Superwoman Radio, which is syndicated on Vibes Live, on Spreaker, on PositivePower21.org. You can hear me on iTunes and all of those other platforms now. And starting January the 1st, this was one of my goals. This was one of my strategic plans, was to become, transform into a network. I have added two new shows to the Now I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. And one of them, and I want, please everybody listen to this, because our children need something to do. They need some place to talk. They need some place to, they need their own platform. So, I've got the power. I've got the mic. I've got it. So starting this Saturday, Brother Al, at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Cleveland Time, as you say, Kid Talk with Katera. Kid Talk with Katera. I'm introducing to the broadcasting world my 12-year-old niece. She is an entrepreneur. She's a scholar. She's an athlete. She's a go-to in her community, Chagrin Falls, Park, Ohio. All her little friends come there. Katera, what about this? And Katera, what about that? You know, our children need an outlet. And sometimes when they talk to each other, it makes sense to them, okay? And I'm just saying, while some little girls are playing with their baby dolls, my baby is getting ready to be a radio show host at the age of 12. You
got
know,
you.
We need to not wait till we die and leave our kids an inheritance or a legacy. We need to give it to them while we're here. So once I'm gone, she's going to already be in place. Okay?
There you go.
She's not going to have to work. Well, what is Auntie leaving me? You already got it, baby. Okay. Now it's her birthday and her Christmas present, and it's going to be a gift that keeps on giving.
There you go.
Also and for a child, I'm not going to have to worry about where she's at. She's going to be behind the mic or doing some of her entrepreneurial endeavors. She makes products out of duct tape, purses, wallets, laptop cases, jewelry, anything that you can make with duct tape, she can make it. And she sells and she makes a killing, believe me. She's been at vendor shows with me, and I have to admit, I got to add them to it a couple of times because she made more money than I made. Okay.
All right,
that's
then.
My girl.
Then
that's my girl.
I appreciate
Saturday,
that.
6 o'clock.
Yes, what about your Fridays and Sundays? What about
Fridays
your Fridays and
Sundays?
Sundays
are going strong. They're going strong Friday, 9 o'clock. p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. I Am a Superwoman 2. Sunday, 8 o'clock, one full hour of gospel music is the I Am a Superwoman Praise and Worship Power Hour. And January the 12th, I'm adding another show, Miss Savvy Pro. She's an entrepreneur, author, businesswoman. So she's going to have her platform on the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network.
I appreciate that in advance, and definitely if you hold the line, I know you'll appreciate some of the things you're about to hear.
I'm not going nowhere. I'm here.
I believe that, and thank you again.
God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you. And before I go to the 216-702 and the 216-703, it's like, for right now, to be able to figure out what is going on, I'm going to deal with how I plan on dealing with this McGinty situation, because there's something going on that I'm taking a part of. I just want to go and say, why did we, like several people, go to 4902 Superior Avenue, East 49th and Superior? It's because of this statement I'm about to read. I didn't write the statement. It was written, and it said, there will be a rally at 4902 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 4 p.m. Monday, December 28th. As an attendant at this station threatened me, Michael Africa Nelson, my brother and my stepbrother, with a gun for no apparent reason, while calling us the N-word and other racist terms. Anyone reading this that's been disrespected by anyone operating these businesses in the black community, please post it to my Facebook page, which is M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Africa Nelson. I'm currently working with the activist community as well as the new NAACP president to initiate some solutions to the blatant disrespect of black people. We must stand up for ourselves. We must regain control of our community. Now, all that was a statement written by Mike Nelson, owner of Little Africa, which just closed a few months ago, soon to reopen. You know, Mike Nelson was known for at least a couple of major Kwanzaa events during the week, during Kwanzaa week, which we're in, and he offered his place for free to activist organizations to use. Now, if a man like that's attacked, how dare we stay silent? Now, I know some decent Arabs, been with like 700 and 1,000 during Palestinian marches, been in some stores, but at a time like this when anti-Muslim rhetoric is at an all-time high, shouldn't they all be a lot nicer when they're getting their money from, well, you don't find Arab stores concentrated in rich or middle-class townships, do you? So Arab store owners need to show the black inner-city residents more respect, especially since Arabs, Muslims, are under verbal attack. Unless black people are considered so beneath Arab store owners in their eyesight that the store owners have disdain for our community. I mean, why wouldn't they sell alcohol, you know, to Panhandling Charlie, the brother who hangs outside all day and begs for enough change to buy their booze? Store owners always end up hiring Big Booty Markeisha, who laughs and giggles when he talks about her, slaps her behind, while our so-called men will watch this and say, damn, dog, you hired a fine one, instead of saying, you ain't right, dog, and giving them a look to say, we're not going to take this. But black people, when will our force awaken? Sorry, George Lucas, but the force awakened today, as you had many people who were there to at least let the store and gas station know that if they treat you nasty, we're going to have to use some force. And it was good to see people like ourselves, I'll say Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Inner City Republican Movement, Carl Stokes Brigade, Don Bryant, and many others who went on the inside to demand justice no matter how they tried to throw certain things at us, to even end up talking to the main general manager and set up another meeting. And to even have the media in between the Tamir Rice verdict send two different camera crews because they realized that there's something important about this. And I was very proud to see in the rain, some sleet, to see a majority of people come up and say, hey, we are going to go out here and demand respect from the people who are in our stores and who are using stores in our community and are not of us. We're going to come with a brand new game plan. Before I go to 2 months,
Black House, Molotov cocktail, I brought a match. Let's blame Griffin. Sweet about that.
Yeah,
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland's
really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like my brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Ashmere Jackson.
Jackson
through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their pastor angel,
the
big cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Santa Melissa.
They
I got your ear.
Melissa.
You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Oh, wow. 216-209, 216-486. Well, we're going to go through all of those numbers, and I just want to let people know that they can catch the Art McCoy Radio Show at Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1490 a.m. That's WERE, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And with that being said, 216-702, that's 216-702. How are you doing out there?
What's up, Al? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. You know something? Y'all inner-city Republicans, we be on the move. We like everywhere.
We like Channel 19, baby. When you talk about civil rights, you got to talk about the Republicans because the Democrats have lied about the story so long. So anytime there's an injustice, racial slurs, you know, the inner-city Republican movement just got to be on the scene because we want the people to know we've always been there. We just didn't wear T-shirts.
I hear you. I hear you. And what is new in your world?
Well, you know, for you to come on the air and not talk about Tamir, I think that's just disrespectful as you being a black person. So I want to send my condolences out to the mother once again because I have a child and an only child, so I can relate to it. But I wanted to ask you, had you heard about at 10 o'clock they going to be meeting down at the Justice Center?
Actually, I have not heard enough to be able to give a whole lot of credible things yet because I know there's something that's going on at 3 p.m. at the Justice Center. I know that I heard about something going on at 10 a.m. I could tell you
I'm
right now.
I'm talking about 10 p.m. tonight.
Oh, 10 p.m.? Now, I hadn't heard that yet.
Okay, well, all right. Akron might have misread it. Somebody from Akron was telling me so.
Hey, let me tell you something. There are so many people who are doing things. I would not be surprised, and that's a good thing. If you have people doing things around the clock, that's what's needed. But keep going.
Well, I'm just, you know what, I just feel like we as the black community in Cleveland, we have to stand up and we have to take our rightful places next to our real ancestors, which was the slaves that built this country. Not the people in Africa, but the slaves that died for us to be able to read, write, and vote. Because, see, if you're not a registered citizen and you black, then you being taken advantage by yourself because you won't even put no effort in registering to be for your vote to count. Too many of our people, and Dr. King for number one was all about voting. I think that's the reason they came back and killed him.
Right.
Besides him hanging out with Democrats. But anyway, I just want people to know we have to, as black people, come out and, you know, if you miss one activity where they down there, try to catch another one. Because we're taking a stand, and we as black folks, we got to start raising our children and stop letting them run the house. Because that's part of our
profound
culture. Huh?
That is profound. Keep going.
You know, we as black people, we gotta take back our house. We can't worry about the streets until we get our house in check. You see? And that's part of our culture coming back. And sometimes it takes a tragedy in order for us to regain our identity as being the fabric that built this country. 'Cause, see, that's who we are. We are the fabric that built this country, but yet our local governments and county government criminal system are entrapping us back into slavery. These prison systems is nothing but another form of slavery because you don't get paid while you're in there. So it's another form of slavery, not to mention you ain't even getting minimum wage in jail, right?
Nope.
Okay, so we as the black community, we got to come back to our identity of we're the fabric of this country.
I appreciate that very much.
Oh, and I hope everybody comes out to the Martin Luther King event. It's the first Republican celebration for Dr. King because he was a Republican and he belongs to us. And we have to celebrate and recognize what he has done and kind of
interlock it with what's going on today in the black community. That's why the mothers of those slain children are so important, because it's time for us to stop this black-on-black crime. And instead of killing, we need to start healing. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to listen to you.
Thank you so much. And may you have a very, very blessed evening. You'll enjoy the rest of the program. I promise you that. And as a matter of fact, I do need to take one quick second and say, did you have the nerve to call me when I'm on my radio program? That infamous shout-out goes to People's Nation. I got to call them up later on after the program and let them know they got one of those infamous did you have the nerve shout-outs. And as a matter of fact, I didn't start off with it because there were too many other things to talk about, and it was brought to me by another caller. That's why I didn't start off with the particular storyline, because a lot of it wasn't needed until I spoke about what am I going to do. And tomorrow morning, East 9th Street, Prospect, Cuyahoga County Council meeting to approve the budget at 10:15 a.m. And you can speak there. Now, man in the street has to speak on 01A001, the general fund. County Prosecutor, General Office, PR 191056, other expenses, $5,000, as well as the capital outlay, which is $2,000. Prosecutor also wants to have that budget for 2015-14 through 16, the child support personal services, $8,000 under PR 2071-00071. As well as Child and Family Service, Personal Service under PR 194720, that will come to $5,000. Now, that's the budget that Prosecutor Tim McGinney is asking for out of the county's general fund to be approved. And here's my question. Why approve the particular phase of failure from the county prosecutor's office? Because it appears that money is misspent. I mean, right now as we speak, over a year, and it took almost 400 days for there to be no jury finding for 12-year-old Tamir Rice. It came back as a no-bill. And why did it come back as a no-bill? Because the grand jury, they declined to accept it. And the bad thing about it is the prosecutor himself that suggested it was his finding that it shouldn't be. You get where everything's going? It was his finding that there shouldn't even be any indictment handed over. So it's bad that the family and their lawyer expected and had to deal with a tragic ruling such as this. But the prosecutors also, that office had over a year and still nothing from Tanisha Anderson. Maybe the county should flip the general fund money our prosecutor's asking for and donate it in one of two funds, a common sense fund, so the prosecutor won't spend money providing experts for the defense. Because think about it, a prosecutor's job is to prosecute, not provide experts for the defense. That's the defense job. And number two, putting money into a much-needed shooting fund. I mean, let's face it, the grand jury should have had better, more equipped, and faster presentations without him being involved. I mean, let's think about it. Ariel Castro only took a couple of months to find that monster guilty. The Tremont hoodlums, the same. Castro and Tremont, think about it. The Tremont thugs, Ariel Castro, they had no expert witnesses on their behalf. So, yes, Tim, I'm happy with the cash that's being spent. And at 10:15 a.m., I'm not going to protest outside. I'm going inside within those, I would say, that three-minute time limit. You give me 180 seconds, and we're going to definitely bring up those numbers and see if something has to be done to start your money for you, because you're not spending my money the correct way. With that being said, I want to say I appreciate everybody who has taken the time to call in. It's my job to get everybody on here to shut up giving all of these opinions of mine. So 216 216-703. How you doing out there?
Doing great, Mr. Porter. I got the news, too, when I looked at the news today about Tamir. It's very sad. It reminded me of the the killings that happened in East Cleveland. And, it's like the last caller and the caller before that. It's very sad. Sometimes I think about the president and his education thing, and I know everybody's so motivated about education and this and that, but sometimes I feel at the end of the day, we focus so much on trying to survive in this system, paying attention to what they're doing to us in the system, because the ignorant people getting killed. And some of the people not even ignorant. They just making mistakes at the wrong time, and their life is just gone. And so many mistakes I made. And when I was looking at the news today, I was just thinking, like, wow, I should value my life, because it was a lot of times I was doing things when I was a young man, around 12, 13, 14, stuff that was just insane. And I should have been killed for some of the things that I did, and I was spared. And I thank God for that. But once again, this is Joe Legacy from Black House Sound. I'm very, very, very sorry to hear that bad news. But I was calling to support the show. And
thank you.
I also hear somewhat of what other people feel about what took place today. That's all.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. One thing I can say, you'll be hearing from a couple of more people because I have that 216-486 number. I got to check out that 216-209. But before I do, I just want to let people know that one of those things people always talk to me about is, well, customers in America and this, that, and other. Sometimes for our people, we do need to look outside of just American customs, because if we don't, we're doomed to repeat history. And I can't find anybody in their right mind. And I say, if you argue against the things that I'm talking about, then that means you don't see that there's a problem going on in our country, and we could at least benefit from Kwanzaa, which is a week-long celebration held in the U.S. and other nations, which honors African history and heritage and African American culture. So they wanted to bring that African heritage and the African American culture, which is observed December 26th to January the 1st. And Mala Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1965. It has its roots in Black nationalists, and it's based on African philosophy, such as, number one, I'm going to give you the 7 Swahili terms, and then the American term, and then maybe break it down a little bit if it needs to be. So you start off with Umoja, which means unity. Unity and family, community, nation, and race. Kuji Kagalia, self-determination. You define your name and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. You build and maintain our community together. So you wouldn't have so many outsiders building stores in your community. Come on now, let's think about that. Number 4, Ujamaa, collective economics. You build and maintain our own stores and shops for profit. Make a little bit more sense now. Number 5, Nia, purpose. Develop and restore our people's traditional greatness. Number 6, Kumba, creativity. You leave our area better than how we found it. 7, Imani, faith. That's enough said. How you like the little bit of Swahili I spoke? Keep up with the celebrations in your area. You can go online, find out what's going on in Facebook. That's why one of those reasons that I say my man Michael Nelson was important, because you could always have and find 2 large Kwanzas going on during the week at his facility. I do also want to turn things over and say that 0944 phone number that you've been using, the 646-478-0944 phone number. You can use it on a Wednesday, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time for Emacs and the Mindset. You can also use that same number of 646-478-0944 on a Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes, Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. And since I didn't get a chance to do it the correct way, I want to at least let people know real quick, and this is very important, at least in my mindset it is, 5:45 p.m. on Wednesdays, 5:45 p.m., Black Man Army meetings, followed on Wednesdays by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7:15 p.m., time at 14064 Euclid, Superfly Barbershop, 44112 Euclid Avenue. It's across the street from the East Cleveland Library and next door to the historic East Cleveland Theater. So with that being said, now I can bother somebody at this 216-486 phone number. 216-486, how you doing?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. And
That's good.
I think everybody is concerned about what has happened. And it's really amazing, you know, that we live in the world today and have to end up the way that it is. A 12-year-old child murdered and do everything that they can to say that he was to blame or whatever. And I just want his parents and all of them to know that we all are supporting them 100%. And also, I want you to know this, that when I came to Cleveland many years ago, I came in 1970, and fighting for the rights were on the federal court order, and fighting for the rights of the children and parents, really, I didn't see anything wrong with the court order that called for quality education for all children in all schools. But the powers that be did see it, and I'll be honest about it, it was those doggone Democrats that fought me 100%, lied on me, and said I was getting paid under the table and so forth, but yet they were trying to buy me out and all of those things. And I'm still hurting, paining from that. And I thank the inner city Republicans for seeing and knowing what they put me through, and even to the point of shooting at me and trying to take my life because I was fighting for the rights of the children, and I'll still do it. And Mr. Leon Bibb today, he was talking to Case Western Reserve University legal expert Michael Benza. And I do hope that someday you all will get Mr. Benza on the air to talk about the case. It might be a good person for Mr. McCoy to use on WERE, as well as maybe one of your shows. But anyway, you all hang in there and continue to do the good work. And just continue to do the job that you all are doing. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, nonprofit organization. Keep up the good work, and may God bless you.
May God bless you, too. Thank you so much. You know, that's very, very powerful statement right there. Before I go to, 216-209, I want to definitely take the time so that people don't get mad and say, hey, you don't mention anything else besides yourself. I want to let people know that you can check out blackonblackcleveland.com, just the Black on Black Crime Incorporated actual website, blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's. You can do a few things like that. I want to definitely also let you know that we do appreciate you. Check out other shows. Just let them know that you heard things right here, such as D Gambit Radio on Blog Talk or Facebook, and Bored and Restless Miss Contagious on Blog Talk, Facebook. Get some sort of connection going so that we can continue to grow further in the future. As a matter of fact, since you've been waiting for too long, probably want to hang up. You're like, when is he going to stop running his mouth? I'm going to 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm good, Al Porter. I'm good. Really, I'm real disturbed about the man, the decision that they allow these people to get away and get away with another crime. To me, I've been crying it all along. I said it's a drive-by. The police are not supposed to be able to do drive-bys, and then they let them get away with it. Oh, man, it's, you know, from Jump Street, you know, we've been following this particular case because, you know, we know people just, you know, and kind of seen him and walked up on him and talked to him, you know, in the flesh, Tamir, and that's what I'm talking about. And,
right.
You know, it's a sad shame. You know, it really is. And to add furthermore to what a couple callers had said back, you know, a few callers back when they were saying about being in prison is slavery. Anytime the door slams, that is slavery. And if you read the fine print in the First Amendment, it will tell you that anytime you get locked up, that is slavery. And, you know, you've written yourself into slavery by getting in the books behind that judge when he slammed the gavel. So just knowing my little bit of history about that, that's why I do the best
right.
I can to avoid being around that situation. And, you know, what can we do to prevent ourselves from a situation like this? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying, us as being black, we should, regardless if you dislike or like a person, should watch what you do or say towards another person because, you know, we all really fighting the same struggle, whether we on one end of the paycheck or on the other end of the paycheck. So, you know, just not, you know, bad-mouthing one another, you know, because you don't know what a person's struggle is, you know. And I'm talking about anybody that's black, you know, whether that person is your enemy or your friend. I mean, you know, because
right.
we're fighting a struggle that we need us in numbers to realize that if we don't come together in numbers, we won't have anything. And that's one of the biggest things I wanted to kind of, like, get out here to the public. I really was moved by it, you know. Man, and you know, I'm going to continue to do my things I can in the community to give back and follow a lot of the principles of Kwanzaa and a lot of principles of just being in the society of being black. And I mean black with what I mean when I say that is blessed living and quietly, BLAQ. So that's a quote that I live and stand by. That's why we rap and do all the things that we do. So, you know, it's real. I'm still choked up over it. I mean, you know, I don't want to keep watching the news over and over and over and just keep saying the same ugly thing over and over and over. But, you know, we need to, you know, wake up and see what the real thing is. You know, looking outside into other people's cultures, you know, this country has always set up things to put in place to help us, and I mean blacks. And the moment
right.
there's something happened in Haiti, and just because they speak another language, that doesn't mean that they're not black. And the moment something happened in Haiti, that's when the tide turns on all of us here in America. You know, we had the worst earthquake in the Western Hemisphere ever, and hit in Haiti. And instead of them opening their doors up to a lot of people that were there to help them, oh, they wanted to send doctors, they wanted to send all this aid down there, but they didn't want to help. But then they go over and tear up somebody else's country that's miles and miles away, and they get some crazy guy to get on TV and say, we got to profile Muslims and watch them because they're blowing up people. And he turns around, says racist comments on TV, and they all cheer about it. And then they're shooting up people in Iraq and Iran and all these other places. And they want to bring them over here after they tear up their country. But when something really happens, a real natural disaster, are they really helping? We got to understand that the calls start here at home. And if we don't really start rebuilding our home front, and I mean, I'm talking about home inside out. I remember when I was growing up, my parents taught me how to talk to the police. My uncles taught me how to talk to the police without saying nothing, but saying everything that needed to be said. And we don't start doing that with our children and our kids, then we won't make it. And I'm being
no.
serious.
You are dead to right, man. I appreciated that message from you, man.
Oh, man, it's no problem, Al Porter. And I appreciate just hearing all the concerned people call in for one another because it lets me know that we still have unity. And I also wanted to say rest in peace to my friend Classy Fryer, because she got into a real bad accident on Buckeye a few days back, and she didn't make it. And it, you know, and it's sad because they didn't they didn't do anything to try to help make this situation better for her. They, you know, police or anything, you know, the communication breakdown in our city, but help is terrible, and it should not be a sense of ignorance over it. So I hold everybody responsible. Anybody that got a supervisor position for any one of these public services, they need to recheck them and retrain them. God bless everybody on this program tonight. God bless everybody on this program.
God bless you too. I appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you, Al. Thank you. I'm always
you welcome. I know that, man. We appreciate that. As a matter of fact, one thing that I can say, and looking at things real quick, and I have the right song and I believe the right message to leave out on. Just real quick, I want to let people know that Black Odyssey, they'll be one of the sponsors of the upcoming January 9th Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. That'll be episode number 163 in the City Republican Movement. They sponsored the last one, and that was real beautiful. Well, we have them. We'll have Urban Survival sponsoring this one, because Cleveland's first platinum solo artist, MC Brains Davis, will be speaking alongside the real Rich Riff Raff. Aziza will be there as well, and it will be held at Cleveland State University. That's January the 9th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that's East 22nd. You can enter on Euclid or Chester entrance. 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136. And I want to let people know, while I'm thinking about it, if you don't know the law, and that's the one thing that has to be brought up, Tim McGinty apparently doesn't know Ohio law, and neither do the police officers. Because, see, if you see me walking down the street with a gun, I just want you to look up open carry and hit up Ohio. You can go and hit up the open carry law, because for those who've been listening to my program the past few weeks, it's not me speaking sometimes. Sometimes the creator allows the truth to come through in different ways. And you know that Ohio is an open carry state. How do you know that? Because in Akron, you had a whole lot of men, women walking around carrying their weapons in the open and talking about why it was legal. And they were protected by the police. In Cleveland, I went to an open carry event at Public Square. I know you can't picture it because it's all torn up now. But before they did tear it up, we were down there. And the police stood around, and people yelled and hollered. And they told them, it's their right. So why didn't Lohman and Garnback realize, and why didn't your persecutor, your prosecutor, who's begging for more money, realize that there was a mistake made? Maybe it's because they didn't want to even give us the time of day. That's why I feel that some of the worst people in the world happen to be Facebook activists, soldiers, and revolutionaries, because they'll tap on that pen and tap on that keypad all day. But when you look for them, they can't even send a prayer out for you or share information. You all can't go everywhere some of us can go, but sometimes you can send somebody. And I also want to send out a rest in heaven, rest in peace, to Metal Art Lemon from the Harlem Globetrotters. One thing that I find very interesting about his life is that he passed at the age of 83, 10 children. He left his wife behind, you know, because she's in grieving and everything. But to live and not have had any major scandals or anything like that, not found high out of your mind in a brothel, no ODs and stuff like that, is very amazing. I didn't even think he was still alive because he was living his life clean cut. So with that being said, I want to leave you with a song that I love very much. The message is made for tonight. Hey, black people, Queen Nas.
That it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music.
Peace.